Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
You keep falling off.
Yes. Walaikum as-salam to you, Rashid Salam, and to our very distinguished, esteemed audience here at IWDM Radio. And as always, I'd like to begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ashhadu ila ilaha illallah wa la sharika lahu wa shahadu anna Muhammadan abduluhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubai. That is what God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All the praise and thanks belongs to Allah, the nourisher, the sustainer, the guardian evolver of all systems of knowledge. We witness that there is none to be served nor worshipped except for one, Allah alone, and that he has no partners nor associates in his rule. We further witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed the seal of the prophets, and he is Allah's humble servant and his noble and generous messenger, and what follows in that excellent salutation, the prayers and peace be upon the prophet. I am Mark Shaheed. I'm the host, facilitator, and producer, and along with my very distinguished, esteemed co-host, special co-host, Khalila Akbar, of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, that's heard here each and every Thursday on IWDM Radio. And we want you to know that this, in fact, is your learning lab. We ask you to bring it to the lab if it's dealing with Islamic courtship and also the sacred institution of marriage. We're very much aware of the fact that many of you tune into IWDM Radio by way of the Internet. And we want you to be a part of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. But for you to do that, you have to call into the studio. And the studio number to IWDM Radio is 4673. Once again, the call-in number to IWDM Radio is 714-816-4673. We also want you to bring an open mind and an open heart to the Learning Lab so that what is given, it can be received, ingested, taken in, but also digested, understood in regards to that. We welcome all callers to call in if you have a question or a comment, or maybe you might hear Khalil Akbar or myself say something that will resonate with you, and you can press 1. We also just require, since it is a learning lab, that you need to bring a sharp pencil or ink pen and some notebook paper, because I believe that some noteworthy things can and will be said tonight. Therefore, you can take some notes that you might want to ask the question to get further clarification or information on, or it may be that you want to make a comment on what it has been said tonight. And those, you understand, that listen in, the very solemn call in, we'd like to hear from you too, because if you hear something that resonates with you, please call in, give us the greetings, and let us know in a general way or specifically what it is that you heard tonight on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab that has resonated with you. We would love to hear from you. Once again, 714-816-4673. Those of you who are listening, and we know we have a lot of listeners that's listening in by way of the internet, but if you have called into the studio, all you have to do is press 1, and our engineer will alert us that you have your hand in the air. You want to ask a question, or you want to make a comment, or you just want to let us know that what you're hearing is resonating with you. And this gives you also time as you make these introductions to notify a family member, a friend, a colleague, a neighbor, or maybe a community member that the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab is alive and is on air here at IWDM Radio. Give them the same number that you called in on so that they can tune in and also listen in. We want you also to know that the Courtship Marriage Learning Lab, like the Sister Learning Lab, the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, it has a foundation. And there are three components or three sources. I didn't say resources, but three sources that we use for disseminating information and education in regards to the Islamic courtship, but also the sacred institution of marriage. The first source that we use is Al-Quran. Al-Quran, it is the final revelation for all of humanity in the guidance in every aspect for the human being that is of importance and significant. The second source that we use is the life example of the prophet in living the Quran and being the example. Yes, okay. Rashid, can I be heard? Rashid, can I be heard? Khalil Akbar, are you there? Can I be heard?
You can be heard, Mark.
Okay, well, my mic went muted. I don't know how and why that happened. Okay, thank you. Okay, so.
It's not muted on the end.
So fine. So the final source that we use for the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab is the Tafsir. Tafsir simply means the clear explanation. It's the clear explanation of our scholarly teacher and leader, Imam Wathiuddin Muhammad, on the Quran and also on the life example of the prophet in living the Quran. These are the three sources, components that we use as a foundation for disseminating information and education here on IWDM Radio and the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. So we very elated that you decided to tune in, to join in, and we want those who are their first time, you understand, to know that this is your learning lab, and at any point in time that you want to ask a question or make a comment on anything that Khalil Akbar or myself may say, please press 1. We also, for the last 5 months, we have been embarking upon what is called the True Love Recipe. It's my own personal true love recipe. And, you know, after years and years in terms of just thinking about love, 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 and it's a natural urge that's in the fitra, fitra meaning that Allah has put it, God has put it, in the original nature of all human beings. That baby that comes birth to earth, they naturally want to be loved, and they naturally want to, in time, to give and express love. This is a natural quality of all human beings, to want to be loved and to give love. That's and it's just not only the property of human beings. We actually have animals in the natural creation that show love to their offsprings and all. We can see that in the natural creation. But for the human being, everything is elevated. Everything has evolved in terms of our expression of love. So I always had a natural curiosity. Love has to be more than what it is that we hear in Western society, where there's an emptiness, there's a void, non-substantive, whereas we throw the word love around very loosely. I love you. I love you more. I love you more. And all. And we're looking for love. You know, we are making love. And really the reality of it is that we can't make love. And we shouldn't be looking for love, that it is actually a component that's in the human being. But we need to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that simply means that Allah, the Most High, is perfect and above any mistakes, errors, or shortcoming. He is the source of love. And God has said that He will be He is the one who will put the love and the mercy between the hearts of those two that they actually find a soulmate. You know, they soulmate, which becomes a teammate, their helpmate, their workmate, and their lovemate, you see. So God is the source of love. And so in doing that, I looked at the English alphabet. And I purposely didn't use any Islamic terminology because I want this true love recipe to be for not only Muslims, mukmin, you know, a believer in the religion of Al-Islam, but I want it to be for other people, our Christian brothers and sisters, Jewish brothers and sisters, and what have you, in terms of them looking at the true love recipe and seeing these qualities and characteristics that I say that are organic. They are natural ingredients in what comprises true love. And it's from A to Z. And so we, for the last 5 months, we've covered all the way from A to S. And tonight we'll be on T. And also in conjunction with that, for most of the Thursdays, we've had very distinguished, esteemed couples that have come on and were willing to share their marriage narrative. And so, inshallah, next week, we look to continue that, as I have gotten some confirmation, a couple of confirmations there at the time to be grateful that we attended this past weekend. And so, just want to say, in review, last week, it was on the letter S. I think it was S5 or S6. as we talked about sincerity, security, sensitivity, supportiveness, and the priest of Hadith shared the week before, sharing and family synergy, a very distinguished thing. Co-host facilitator, Khalila Akbar, she gave great, great insight and shared wisdom with us on all of these qualities and characteristics. And last week, I flew solo as she was traveling and making it in for the beginning of the time to be grateful, and went even more in-depth to those qualities and characteristics. So tonight, it will be T4. We're going to be looking at four of the qualities and characteristics. So please, if you will, utilize your pen and your notebook and write down tranquility, T1, thoughtfulness, T2, truthful, T3, trustworthy, a big one, T4, and T5, thinking before speaking. That is T5. So those are the three things, inshallah, that we'll be covering. We won't rush through it. And you're our invited guest, our radio listening audience, and I'm going to be asking you throughout this learning lab if those qualities and characteristics that I think are natural, organic, and this recipe don't have any artificial colors or flavors in it, and the preservatives are natural preservatives that are designed to sustain and maintain a healthy, harmonious relationship that we call the sacred institution of marriage. So with that being said, it gives me great honor to bring and present to you our special guest facilitator, Khalila Akbar. Assalamu alaikum to you, Khalila Akbar. Please press 1, Khalila Akbar, or Rashid Salam. Do we see her in the queue? Talk to me. Assalamu alaikum, Khalila Akbar. It seems like okay, there she is. Khalila Akbar, assalamu alaikum. You're alive. I know you have a mic open. It seems like there's a problem or issue there.
Yeah, I was having the same problem early on. And you have to keep
okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, there she is. Alaikum assalam, Khalila Akbar. How are you this Thursday evening here, and welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab.
Thank you. I am well. And yourself?
I'm still doing it. I ain't done yet. So I say alhamdulillah to and for that. The praise, thanks belongs to Allah to still be doing this. We are all a work in progress. We've heard that before. And so we're still working in the name of Allah to try to disseminate information, education when it comes to Islamic courtship and also the sacred institution of marriage and all that. As on Wednesday, I get hyped up for the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with Dr. Patricia Slaudine out of Miami. And I get hyped up on Thursday. Also in terms of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, because this is something that Allah has established for us, and whatever it is that God has established for us, it becomes sacred, and most certainly there's an aim and a purpose for the sacred institution. And I think the more we can utilize it more when we realize its aim and purpose that Allah has established for it, and we can be more successful in actually being able to acquire the benefits that come along with that. So I'm very much inspired and motivated on those days. I look forward to those days and to be able to share what it is and spend out of that which Allah has blessed me and also with you with in terms of being a servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once again, welcome. And I don't know if you actually heard the introduction. Is last week I flew solo and everything and just gave a very in-depth recap of became S6 with the Priest of Hadi given one in terms of sharing. So tonight it's going to be T5, and I don't know if you heard it or not, but we will be dealing with tranquility. We'll be dealing with thoughtfulness. We'll be dealing with truthful, and we will be dealing with trustworthy. And then finally, thinking before speaking. So that should really raise our listeners' eyebrow to hear your insight and your wisdom you share. But before we go to that, Khalil Akbar, Allah bless you to be at this year's 19th annual 2023 Time to Be Grateful in all. And it was an outstanding time to be grateful, the best I've gone to, and I've gone to several consecutively in terms of what it had to offer. It was a four-day affair this year, the first time in their history, and I don't recall any conventions or conferences that actually began on a Thursday, and Thursday was packed with things to do and information and all press conference and a tour of historic places, not only there in Newark, New Jersey, but also in New York City. And the young adults, they have paintings. They had a bean pie contest. Also, I think it culminated with a dinner for the 300 Club, those brothers that back in the day when Muhammad Speaks, they sold 300-plus Muhammad Speaks, rain, sleet, hail, or snow. They got out there to make sure that Muhammad Speaks would go in selling the paper, especially in the African-American community. So there was a lot going on Thursday, and traditionally, as you well know, Khalil Akbar, generally convention, conferences, and even the time to be grateful, it generally would begin on Friday, and it always would start with the Salatul Jummah that has been ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, replacing Salatul Zuhr. But it began Thursday, so it was a four-day affair. And it was just loaded with even workshops, and one in which you participated in, the marriage family workshop, where you had a good facilitator, a young adult that's on the uprise. I really was impressed with him, Brother Bilal Walker, and a very attentive audience there, in which I made a cameo appearance and had opening comments, but I had to duck out and go to the first time historic for the time to be grateful to attend my daughter Abiyah Aziz's graduation and the other graduates from the Islamic Leadership Training Development Program, pilot program, two-year course as they were graduating, because I was scheduled to speak there and make a presentation. Allah bless me to be able to do that. So I want to give you the opportunity, if you would, before we actually get into the Learning Lab in terms of the True Love Recipe, to get your insight and wisdom on these qualities and characteristics. So if you would, take a few minutes and share with the radio listening audience this year's 2023 Time to Be Grateful, specifically in terms of the workshop that you were a part of. It was a panel workshop, and I understand that it was outstanding. So once again, welcome. Assalamu alaikum, Khalil Akbar. And did we lose you? I don't know what's going on here. Rashid Salam.
Everything is open, Mike.
She's still lit up?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Khalilah Akbar, if you can hear me, you might want to change location where you are. Obviously, you might be in a dead area in your home. Sometimes it happens. I'm going to ask our radio listening audience to please be patient. Obviously, there's something that's going on here. So, Khalilah Akbar, if when you please move from the area that you're in, because obviously you're not getting a good reception signal in all. And sometimes these technical difficulties, they actually happen live and on air. So we ask that you do be patient. Or, Khalilah Akbar, I'm going to ask you if you can hear me. Rashid Salam, give her a text. Ask her to hang up. If you still see her there, to hang up, call back in, get a different location in a home. Because obviously there's an interference, in terms of she staying on, or if she has another phone, she can call
me. No problem.
Okay, thank you. So while our engineer is trying to take care of that so that we can get Khalilah Akbar on, I want to share, some things that I think can and will be helpful to us as a community based on the Quran. Oftentimes we sometimes can slip and become unconscious of God's word, his will and his way in terms of how we have to serve him. And I know and believe that in the community, Imam W.D. Muhammad, if the question was asked, do you believe in Allah, I think you would have 100% of the people said, well, of course, I believe in Allah. But do you believe Allah? Do you believe Allah? It brings the Quran to the picture. The Quran means that which should be read, And it also, in terms of that which should be read, and it means also that which should be recited. But we know that the objective of reading is to get to the goal of understanding the Quran. For many of us, it has been reduced down to just reading, and it's a speed read during the month of Ramadan. Now, I'm not saying that that's everybody, because generality is never the reality, but Allah knows if, in fact, that you read the Quran each and every day. And, of course, you know that you can't even make your five daily salats without the recitation of the Quran. This is why Salatu Jummah is so important, and it's the best day of the year, and there are many benefits. But it's actually the day in which the Quran is actually taught. It is the only salat. The most important is Salatul Jummah. It's the only salat that can replace a fard salat. Fard means an obligatory salat. Salatul Zuhr generally would happen every other day except for on Friday. And Allah gives specific instructions in regards to that. He addresses the believers that when the Friday call is made to come to prayer, to leave off traffic and trade, it's not important at that time to stop what you're doing. And my research of the Quran, it doesn't say that in regards to any other prayer. You have to establish the prayer. But for Salatul Jummah, the specific instructions is given. And no exclusion. And sometimes it infiltrates that women don't have to go to Salatul Jummah. Allah does not say that. We know that there are certain things that prohibit her from actually making the salat, but it doesn't stop her from listening to the khutbah. And it happens after the second adhan. There's a reason why two adhans is called, and it's come from the tradition of the time of the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Jamaat, the community was growing, and there was plenty of business and trade and everything. And so oftentimes when Bilal ibn Rabah, who was the first muezzin, when was ordered to get on top of the Kaaba and to make the call, those that was near was able to know that it was time for Salatul Jummah. I'll be talking about this because I have a reason for saying this, so please be patient. But for those who were near, but those who were far, a second, I think it was the Caliph Uthman, that suggested a second one be called. This became part of the tradition and is still with us today, as all the other four obligatory salats is one call, the adhan, to let you know, you understand, that it is time for that particular salat. So that means that you begin to prepare yourself. If, in fact, that your wudu is still not intact, then this gives you an opportunity to go and make your wudu to prepare yourself for whatever that salat would be. Also, that the ikama, it is to let you know that the salat is ready. And you're told to stand for that, to line up in the traditional way to be able to make salat. But Salatul Jummah is different because it begins with a khutbah, in which the Quran is being taught. This is why in the Islamic tradition, that's the day that Adam was created. And we also find this in the Quran, in Surah Al-Rahman, where Allah says, Al-Rahman, Al-Lama, Quran, Kalaka, and San Al-Lama, Huma, Biyan, that the most merciful benefactor. And so this is, we see in Al-Fatiha as one of the Al-Asma al-Nusna, one of the 99 known beautiful names of Allah that's known. We don't try to confine to 99. We can't confine, nor can we define the wholeness, the essence of Allah. Okay, Rashid, do we have Khalil Akbar?
Yes. Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam, Khalil Akbar. So let me finish up this here, you know, in terms of looking at this in terms of Salatul Jummah being very, very important. So those of you who think all I need to do is to get there to make the two rakats, you missed the first half. And so Salatul Jummah is the most important prayer. Because if you notice down through the years, and you season Shahada, as the priest of Hadith like to use that language, and I like that, where you've been in the community for years and years and years, but may not really have understood its importance. It's the only salat that can replace a fard salat an obligatory salat, but it's the only salat that cannot be replaced, not even by the Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. If it falls on salat, the Jumu'ah day, you still have to, and you're obligated as a believer to make that salat. It's very significant. That's the day that the Quran is taught. And it is better because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the best of you are the ones that learn the Quran and then teach the Quran. And teaching is not only the verbalization, but it is also the demonstration of the Quran in terms of living the Quran. The other salats that you make is the recitation either verbally or silently in Qiyam. Very, very important. So we want to understand that I didn't get to the point that I wanted to, but that is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and inshallah, there's other information I'd like to disseminate while we're waiting for our special guest facilitator, and we do have her on, Khalila Akbar. And before the interruption in your line, I wanted you, if you would please, to give a summation this year's 2023 specifically. I should say not of the whole of it, because this is the Question of Marriage Learning Lab, and people tune in to hear what we have to say on this particular topic in the Learning Lab. But you were blessed to be a participant in a panel workshop that was facilitated by Brother Bilal Walker, one of our young adults who did an outstanding job in facilitating several workshops, and you had a very engaging audience there. So once again, welcome, Khalila Akbar. As-salamu alaykum.
Yes, assalamu alaikum, and thank you. The workshop was very, very engaging. It had several different components. Of course, they had Brother Mark Shaheed, and then we had two other brothers. One.
There was another Mark, so there was two Marks and everything. So, alhamdulillah. People got suspicious. What did Mark Shaheed change his name? What? No. So, and then you had an imam there also, and yourself. You know, I can't remember their names offhand. So please continue.
Yes. And everyone gave their component to the panel discussion. The topic was family and community life. And the audience pretty much led the discussion. We all gave a brief overview of who we are and what we do in regards to marriage, family, and community life. And the audience kind of took it onto how to implement it in their own personal lives. The young adults were very enthusiastic. They wanted some really down-to-earth, tangible ways to build and maintain marriage as well as family and community life. They were looking for transparency. They wanted the authenticity, and they just wanted to have the opportunity to have some level-headed discussion so they can actually model that in their own lives and practice that. So it was very engaging. We had questions on what Vows was about. I am the founder of Vows, which is an organization that promotes the institution of marriage, and they pretty much wanted the acronyms, and of course it stands for values, one God, worship, and sincerity. And then there were other components. We had the imam, and he was very strategic and giving some information on how to maintain a healthy, thriving marriage, and also how to work through any difficulties, because we know marriage is work. It is a very beautiful part of life. It's very enjoyable, but it takes work and commitment. And he shared about his own very successful marriage, and it's in detail as far as the longevity of it and the commitment that it took. So it was very beautiful. And the other brother, he was pretty much talking about how he helps build his community up through his organizations that also provide assistance to individuals, families, and communities. So it was a well-rounded panel. Everyone brought their component, but as I said, the audience drove the discussion. They were right from the very beginning. Our young adult facilitator, he was on it. They wanted to know, cut through the chase, give us some information. So, alhamdulillah. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah, and that was great. You know, I haven't done so many over the years workshops, seminars, lectures, presentations, being part of panels, facilitating panel discussions. It always helps when you have an engaging audience, and it's nothing like the Q&A, the questions. You know, Khalilah, that people have in their mind that's been with them for a while, I want to ask that question. I want to know, you understand? And from an Islamic perspective, in regards to what does Islam say about that? And so we have to, as we evolve as a community individually, it's in terms of sacred institution of marriage, family life, and also community life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us guidance in each one of those arenas of life. This is why the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab is so very, very important. It's so important. Before you came on, I was speaking about the importance of actually reading the Quran for guidance. You know, Imam Muhammad once said to us, he didn't read the Quran for knowledge. See, he didn't read it for knowledge. He read the Quran for guidance. And I think that, you know, as knowing Imam Muhammad, he didn't waste words. So we should be reading the Quran for guidance. In each one of the ayats in the Quran, which are instructing signs, it becomes a message of guidance to us. And we should be willing to relinquish our own personal opinions, you know, things that have influenced us in terms of our thinking. You know, the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he became a perfect vessel by becoming an empty vessel. And this is what it is that we have to do, because whether we recognize it or not, whether we're conscious of it or not, we are not exempt from being influenced by Western society. And we'll begin to do what others in Western society who are not God conscious, are not consciously regardful of God's word, will and way. You know, and then we wonder, why doesn't it work? That's the fourth W in regards to that. So we should be reading the Quran for guidance in every vital, significant aspect of our life in regards to that. So thank you so much. I wanted to just give an overview. And so if you were not there for one reason or another, and maybe it could have been financial in regards to that, just a little advice. From what you've heard from others that may have attended in your respective masajids and Islamic centers across the country that you're listening in, you know, make a commitment. Be dedicated that next year is going to be, inshallah, God willing, in Miami, Florida. And of course, you know, a lot of people like to go to the Sunshine State, and they love Miami. Well, the 20th anniversary is scheduled to be in Miami, Florida next year. Start now.
Yes,
start now.
Also add to that, if I may. So go ahead.
Yes, ma'am.
The imam was Imam Akil Mateen. I wanted to get that information correct. And Bilal Walker. And then the other brother, his name was Mark. But I don't have that last name.
The last name, yeah. A lot of people got that thinking and said, wow, did Mark Shaheed change his name or what? You know, so, no, it was two Marks. And from what I heard, he made his mark also. I made my opening statement, which was a little long, but I knew that that was going to be the only time that I would have there, as the graduation exercise was running simultaneous with that. And so I had to prioritize. But this is one of the times I wish I could have had a clone and won. Mark Shahid could have stayed there with the marriage, family, and community workshop. But you all handled it and everything, and so that's a good thing. So stay tuned, because that may be available to everything. All the workshops may be available, and I have proposed that should be something that should be done, because it can be residual income for the Muslim Journal and all.
Mm-hmm.
So start saving. Those of you know your financial situation, and you know that you may have to start your savings, start early, put aside $50, $60, $70, maybe say a month, 10 months, you got $600, $700 additional in that regard. And depending on where you're at, that may be your ticket for the upcoming Time to Be Grateful to be held in Miami, Florida. Okay, so Khalil Akbar, let's get down to business here.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to, we won't rush through T5 tonight in terms of the qualities and characteristics. We're going to take our time, and we want to have an engaging audience. And those of you who just tuned in, you are listening to IWDM Radio, and you're listening to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with yours truly, Mark Shahid, and our special guest facilitator, Khalil Akbar, has joined us, and we'll be sharing her insight and wisdom on this True Love recipe. And I also welcome you, our radio listening audience, to also be engaged and let us know that whether these qualities and characteristics that I'm calling natural, holistic, organic ingredients, would it be in your True Love recipe? This is designed to get you to start thinking in terms deeply. When you talk about love, we want true love. We don't want just a surface love or just an artificial love, or, you know, it just becomes, cliche type thing. I love you. I love you more. And I love you more than that, or whatever. And it doesn't have a substantive value to it. When it's said, it's just loosely thrown around. So these qualities and characteristics that are naturally preservatives to preserve and sustain and maintain true love in the sacred institution of marriage. And inshallah, I'm looking at getting this put in a book, inshallah, hopefully in the year 2024, where you can have that in your hand and you can begin to look at it. And maybe it becomes a gauge or a barometer for you to check and say, I don't have that. But you don't have to have all the ingredients, if you will, in the sacred institution of marriage. You can nurture and cultivate those things that is you don't have. And I often say, Khalil Akbar, the two persons that's in the sacred institution of marriage, they become the sum total of what that relationship actually would be. So what is it that we're bringing to the table in regards to that? And especially when it comes to true love, this is a natural urge in the human being, even in the baby. The baby wants to be loved, and the urge in the baby is to show and express love. If we study the natural creation, and the human being is a part of the natural creation, and it also has to be recognized and known that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the source of true love. So with that being said, Khalil Akbar, I want to ask you the first question in terms of tea. you know, T5, T1 is tranquility. You know, I put it in my true love recipe, and we know that the Quran, you're only reading the Quran in the Quranic Arabia, but there are good expressions, and Imam Muhammad said you can't translate the Quran, but you can have good expressions of the Quran. So, you know, in thinking about why I chose it, in Surah Al-Harum, which is the 30th surah or chapter, for those who are not Muslim, the 30th chapter in the Quran, the 21st verse, or ayah, which means instructing sign or message, and God says, and among his signs is this, that I have made for you from among yourselves mates of like nature, so that you may dwell together in tranquility. And it is I, who, Allah, that will put the love and the mercy between your hearts, verily in that are signs for those who reflect. One of my favorite ayats in the Quran. This is such a beautiful ayat, but there's so much information that's in that ayat, and what Allah is saying, he's actually saying to you how it is that you should choose.
Mark, we have to transition to the second hour right now, so want to
Okay. Yeah, I thought we had a couple more minutes, but maybe not. Okay. So think about that, Khalil Akbar, and if you have to send a text, Rashid Salam, to the priest of Hadi in terms of picking her up on her line so that she could be heard, please do so. So we are going to take a pause for the calls. And we are on the first of T5, which is tranquility. And we'll be looking forward to our special guest facilitator to share with us her insight and her wisdom on whether or not tranquility would be in her true love recipe. And also that question for you, would it be in your true love recipe? So I'm going to ask you to stick and stay. Please don't stray away. We'll be right back after this pause for the cause.
Covered all over, wrapped in God's love, covered all over, a woman truly worthy of, covered all over, from head to toe. Dressed by God above, who could ask for anything more? I know sometimes things don't go right. No matter how hard you might try, seemingly you just can't win the fight. People talk about the way you dress. Lord knows they talk about you. But to the Muslim brother, you are a flower in the early morning dew. Oh, covered all over, wrapped in God's love. Covered all over, a woman truly worthy of. Covered all over, from head to God above. Who could ask for anything more out of all the women? You're the only one in place. Out of all the women in this whole wide world, you're the only one to bring a smile to the master's face. On the judgment day, I'm sure he'll say, "Into the garden, my flower, I prepared it for you this day. You were strong, you held on tightly to me. Yes, you did, yes, you did. So I wrap you up in my words and wisdom, yeah, and made you a light for the whole of humanity. Covered all over, wrapped in God's love, mm-hmm. Covered all over, a woman truly worthy of. Covered all over, from head to toe, dressed by God above."
And we're back, and you're listening to IWDM Radio, and you're listening to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab that's aired each and every Thursday night here on IWDM Radio. Your host, Mark Shahi, and our special guest, co-host Khalila Akbar, is with us tonight. And also, we are looking at the True Love Recipe. It is a personal True Love Recipe of mine. But those of you who are cooks, and some of you out there may be chefs, you have different recipes in which you utilize different ingredients in yours that may be different and unique from others in terms of when you bake pastries, or pies and cakes, or do casseroles or meatloaf or what have you in terms of cooking and utilizing your culinary skills in all in terms of different ingredients, in terms of even how much you actually use of certain ingredients. Well, this True Love Recipe is based on that, but we are using qualities and characteristics that that Allah has blessed me with to see in terms if we are actually understanding not just love, but true love, and many of these qualities and characteristics, they actually have a foundation in the Quran and in the life example of the Prophet in living the Quran, and is actually actually more revealing in terms of listening to the tafsir, which we call the clear explanation by a scholarly teacher and leader, Imam Wafiuddin Muhammad. So that is the basis for the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab and any topic that we take on. That is the foundation that we utilize for the dissemination and information here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And as we made that change, we also changed our engineer. We went from one engineer extraordinaire to another engineer extraordinaire. Want to have a mic check here. The priest of High D, are you with us? Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum to you, Brother Mark Shahid, and to the IWDM family. Yes, I am in place. Thank you so much.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. The priest of Abdul High D has joined us in engineering the last hour here. And Khalila Akbar, are you still with us?
I am, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, so for those of you know just tuning in, you are listening to IWDM Radio and you're listening to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and we are on still on the True Love Recipe. This has been a 5-month journey already, and we've come from A to S, and tonight it is T5, and I just introduced the first T1, which is tranquility. It's in my true love recipe. I kind of gave a little information. I don't want to give a lot because I want to put it in a book. But we have one of our very learned persons here in the community, Imam W.D. Muhammad, and that is Khalil Akbar. She's going to share her insight and wisdom, and then we're going to ask you. I'm going to ask you if it would be in your true love recipe. So, Khalil Akbar, tranquility, would it be in your true love recipe if you were asked to include qualities and characteristics that begin with T in the English alphabet? Would it be a part of your true love recipe? Talk to us, Khalil Akbar.
Alhamdulillah, yes. Tranquility is one of the ones at the top of the list. That is one of the reasons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings our hearts together so we can grow in love and tranquility, as it states in the Holy Quran. And it brings me to mention the fact that Imam Furqan out of Atlanta was also in attendance at our workshop this past weekend at A Time to Be Grateful. And he had a comment. He had a very good question about the youth, because, like I said, the young adults had some deep questions, and this is tied to tranquility. He said that there were a married couple who, the children, they were trying to find out why either their daughter or one of their children was not wanting to get married. And they were thinking it was so many other things. And basically, when they finally sat down and discussed it with their child, it was the fact that she had a situation within her family. And I don't know the ins and outs of it. He didn't go into
Khalil Akbar, you're going in and out. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know
what's happening.
Can you hear me now?
You're back. We can hear you, but you're fading away. Then you come back in, and then there's some seconds of silence that's there.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, let me just do it like that.
Okay.
My speaker.
Whatever you're doing, whatever you're doing now, if you can keep it like that, we'll be able to hear you.
Okay.
All right,
so
thank
he was
you.
Basically saying that, you're welcome, there was the communication was missing. And any time that we go into a relationship, especially as serious as marriage, it is not just a relationship between the two people, but if there is an extended family situation or children that are involved in it, it is a family situation, and it affects everyone. And so in order to have tranquility within that relationship, there needs to be discussion prior to joining hearts together if you're bringing in other people, especially children that are of age where they can communicate effectively and voice their feelings, their opinions, and also get some questions answered so they don't have pent-up feelings years later that impact their ability to open their hearts and be able to have a tranquil situation for themselves. And so that goes to show how much that tranquility is important, because peace of mind is everything. It allows you to be your personal best in any situation, especially a marriage. And so, yes, that would be at the top of my true love recipe, because without tranquility, the marriage doesn't do what it's supposed to do in your life, so to speak. It's not able to fulfill all those things that Allah created it to fulfill.
Alhamdulillah. No, that's excellent response. And you know, in looking at it, you know, from the Quran in that chapter, Surah Harun, the 30th. Please, those who are taking notes, please write that down. That's a chapter or Surah 30, Ayah 21. I think it's about 7 or 8. And among his signs is this. That Allah has made for you mates or among yourselves of like nature. So this is very important. You want to look at the words in the Quran, even if you're not able to read the Quranic Arabia, but a good expression, so it speaks volumes to you before you get the expression, so that you may or be may, meaning that you may be permitted to be able to dwell or to live in tranquility. So what precedes it becomes a prerequisite. So Allah says that that He has made for you mates from among yourselves. So there are different all types of people, different types of personalities, but what you want to look for in the commonality of mates of like nature that reflects many of the good things that you may reflect. So you need to have the commonality, and you want to look for the compatibility. Compatibility is one of the, and I want to just give a little ring here. Compatibility, when we was dealing with seed, it was one of the key ingredients. As I say, it's an overlap. Compatibility is the ability to be able to live and to work with your mate with little or no conflict. So the commonality is very important, and the compatibility is very important. As a few years back, I did a lecture and also a workshop that I still have a CD, so anybody that's interested in getting those, they can actually contact me in regards to that. And it was titled Selling the Seven Seeds. And one of those seeds is compatibility, being able to live and to work with each other with little or no conflict. You see, if you don't have much in common, there's not a commonality. You don't even think the same. You don't have the same mental attitude nor disposition, and ultimately even the behavior in that regard. So this is a prerequisite to be able to be permitted to live together, to dwell together in tranquility. And so this also is an inference by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of the rest of His natural creation. We don't see chaos in the natural creation. We don't see the sun fighting with the moon with the stars, the other galaxies. No, we don't see that. This is a sign in the natural creation. And this also is a big sign in terms of what it is that Allah wants us to have as a human experience in the sacred institution of marriage. Or I could say a whole lot more and take up the rest of the hour just talking about this one ayat. Believe me, trust me, I could do that, but I'm not going to do it because we're going to continue to move on. But at this time, Kalia, we're going to go and ask our radio listening audience that would this be, I'm just taking a mini survey, so you don't have to say anything if you choose not to, but would tranquility, if you were asked to do the true love recipe and say, give me some qualities and characteristics that begin with T, would tranquility be a part of your true love recipe? If so, why? And if not, could it really be a true love recipe without tranquility in it? Now, I'm just going to ask you at this time to press 1 if tranquility would be in your true love recipe. This is just a little mini survey. Please hold it. And I'm at 5. And I'm at 10. Now, if you participate in the survey, you don't want to say anything as to why it would be in your true love recipe, you can press 1 and go out. But if you would like to make a comment in regards to how important tranquility would be in your true love recipe, just stay in the queue. Keep 1, press 1, and stay in the queue. I'm going to ask you, the priest Abdul Hadi, do we have anyone in the queue that would like to share with us, the Teresa?
Yes, we do.
And please go ahead to them, give the area code, the first three numbers, and let's go.
314-305. Welcome to Courtship and Marriage. State your name. Where are you calling from? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. This is Donna Lamont, and I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri.
Alhamdulillah. Welcome, Sister Donna Lamont from the STL. I know that voice. So, Sister Donna, would tranquility be part of your true love recipe? And if so, why? And could it be a true love recipe without tranquility?
When you think of tranquility, tranquility is the having of peace.
Mm-hmm.
So prayer brings peace into your life. Work brings peace. So when you get ready to share your life, the other half, your balance,
mm-hmm.
you know, your mate, your balance, all of a sudden, that is the perfect balance.
Mm-hmm.
And that is tranquility.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is it, to meet someone, you know, and find that this person is your mate. This is who Allah has created for you to complete
yes.
yourself. That is tranquility.
Yes.
That
yes.
balance is tranquility.
Mm-hmm.
So you it's not possible, it shouldn't be possible to marry without it. If your mate, you know, that is the balance in your life that brings tranquility. You know, if you're the woman that is the one who's going to do the adhan before your prayer.
Yes.
You know, and if it's for the man, that is the backup when you make your salat. When you come out of the position where you say, Simi Allahu li Muhammadan, that is your Rabbana laka alham. So that marriage should be your tranquility. Marriage is tranquility. And if you have the right mate, then
yes.
I mean, what you got is tranquility.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question, I may ask it.
Yes, ma'am. By all means.
This is for that sister. She said something that just really stopped me in my tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was so beautiful. She said the young people,
mm-hmm.
apparently they got their eyes open and they're looking at us older people. And they want to know, how do they not make these mistakes and what do they need to do to get it right? And I think that is so beautiful. And if she could just share what the brother told them
mm-hmm.
To help them out, I'm going to get off this phone and I just want to listen. Because, I mean, what she said, that was just, it really did something to me just to hear that our young people want to get married and they want to do it right. That is just talking about a growing community. That is so beautiful. So, again, I am at work, so I'm gonna
okay.
go out of the queue and I'm just going to listen.
Okay, but
thank
you so much, Sister Donna Lamont, for actually sharing that, because Allah bless you with some insight and wisdom that you just shared here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and it's not overlooked. So thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum. Press 1 after you're muted, and we're going to get some insight from my very distinguished, esteemed co-host here, Khalila Akbar. You said something that really resonated with Sister Donna, and I think she said something that really resonated with all of us. And actually, what Allah has said in Surah Al-Harum, in the Quran, and making those vital connections in terms of what tranquility means to her. And she's saying emphatically, yes, that this would be in her true love recipe. So, Khalil Akbar, you heard the question, and you were actually there when the question was asked by the young people, as they were very engaging. And I think you mentioned my good brother and friend. I'm very familiar with him and have had him here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, where he's given presentations, not only here. I heard him down in New Medina, Mississippi, for the first time, and became aware of the fact that Allah blessed him with a lot of insight. That's Imam Furqan Muhammad, who has been a longtime resident imam there in Atlanta, Georgia, at Al-Mu'minun Islamic Center. Talk to us, Khalil Akbar. It's a very intriguing question that Sister Donna is asking. What was the advice that was given to the young inquiring minds that want to get it right at
yes.
the very beginning?
Alhamdulillah, and thank you, Sister Donna, for that answer. And actually,
you're going out again, Sister Khalila Akbar. I don't know what's going on,
okay.
but you're going
Can
in and out.
Okay, assalamu.
Okay. I want to say maybe we may have to ask you to hang up, and maybe can merge you in to the Priest of Hadith phone so that we can hear you, because there is some technical difficulties. You might want to change locations in your home there. Maybe get better reception. I don't know. Sometimes that works. Sometimes not. You may want to hang up and call back in. Are you able to respond, Khalil Akbar? Okay, apparently not. So, Depriza Hadi, please alert me when she comes back. I know the question was specifically, I mean, I could give some insight, but she asked a question specifically to Khalil Akbar. I was a part of the panel. A workshop, but I only could stay at the very beginning. And so Brother Bilal Walker, who was one of the young adults that was given the opportunity to facilitate it, I yield to him. Our beloved sister, was the committee chair. That was Sister Marsha Nivens. A young adult that was the committee chair for the workshops. She offered it to me because she said, hey, Brother Mark, hey, you've been doing this for years professionally. And I said, it didn't matter. And she said, well, you know, I would like to perhaps get a young adult to facilitate it. And I said, by all means, do so. And I'm glad I did, because the scheduling put me in a predicament. It was overlapping with the graduation and my adopted daughter, as I said, Nabiya Aziz. She was part of the graduating class, and I wanted to be there for her. And I also was on the program to make a special presentation. And I couldn't be in two places at one time. So it worked out well, and I heard he did an outstanding job. So I was only there for the first question, opening remarks, and just gave somewhat of a foundation in terms of the sacred institution of marriage and all. So the Priest of Hadi, let me know when we get Khalil Akbar, and we do apologize. You know, it just so happens sometimes these things happen live, and it sometimes become interrupts the flow. of the conversation, communication, if you will, in regards to that. Now, I think we have her back. Assalamu alaikum, Khalil Akbar, are you with us?
Yes. Wa alaikum assalam, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you. You're coming in very clear, so wherever you're at and whatever you're doing, stick and stay, don't move away. Okay, so please, let's go with Donna Lamont's question, if you would. She directed that question directly to you. She's curious. I know the radio listening audience is curious about what did Imam Farrakhan Muhammad say in regards to that, or what did some of the panelists say in regards to that question? Khalida.
Yes. Alhamdulillah. And Sister Donna Lamont, thank you for your answer, because you said basically what was said, creating a haven with inside of your home, maintaining your five prayer, your salah, making sure you read the Quran together, making sure that you spend quality time together with your spouse, practicing sabr and patience, and also having family time and not allowing outside forces to come into your home, limiting the TV, limiting the outside music, limiting other people's problems and concerns that you may help them with. There's a cutoff point. Create that haven within your house. Build a solid foundation for your family to get to know each other in a peaceful setting. Don't bring worldly problems from work home. And again, limit the news. We know there's a lot of things going on as war right now in the world. But yes, know about those things, but do not bring them into your sacred space, and develop solid relationships with your family as well as your spouse, and just keep that peaceful mindset, as you were saying. And Salat was one of the main points of resetting for the family, making your Salat, getting up for extra prayers, and increasing in dhikr and reading Holy Quran, and just practicing getting closer to Allah. And those were the main foundations that everyone was pretty much reiterating. But Imam Farrakhan did not answer that question. He posed that scenario that I shared when he was obviously counseling a family who couldn't figure out why their child at a certain age was not interested in marriage. And they had so many other ideas about what it was until they actually communicated with the child. And when the child got comfortable enough, they were so surprised what the answer was. And so, again, just having those private times, that quality time with your family is so important. It helps combat the challenges that life may bring from other arenas.
Yes, alhamdulillah. No, that's no great answer. Let me add some more to that, if you will, Sister Donna, too. There's so many great benefits in the sacred institution of marriage. And one of those great benefits is as children coming up, we have to understand and realize that we will be modeling. Please take note, we'll be modeling for them what the sacred institution of marriage should look like. In other words, the first social institution in human society is the sacred institution of family. And so what makes family? So as Imam Muhammad has taught us, is when man and woman come together and then they produce new life. Now is called family. That's children, okay? So we have to understand, you know, the ages and stages that our children go through. And going through, they are to grow through them. The first 7 years are impressionable years. We may not be consciously aware that they are listening and they are watching. They are observing, and the social environment in the family life is impacting our children. And the next 7 years, and this is both male and female, both male and female. That's why it's so very important to have both father and mother in the sacred institution of marriage producing the new life. I'm hoping that I'm being very clear, because this is information in terms of Quran, in terms of looking at the sacred institutions and how they are to function. Both family and marriage life are sacred institutions. Why? Because Allah established that. And the proof of that is to go to Surah Furqan, Surah 25, Ayat 54, and Allah tells us that He established that relationship and that He influenced the relationship. So like Khalil Akbar said, there is a bonding that actually happens. So in other words, the modeling in terms of for our children is in the next 7 years, from 8 to 14. But modeling actually is seen in terms of the interaction between the husband and the wife, or the children's mother and father. This actually impacts. Okay, so the positive benefit is I love the way I see my mother and father interact. I love the way they treat each other. I love the way they talk to each other. I love the kindness that my father shows toward my mother, and it's reciprocated on her part. I love that they hold hands, they hug each other. I love that I see my father when he comes in, he always go and he kiss my mother. And if she is a daughter, I would like to have that at some point. I'm hoping that I'm being understood. Or if it's a son, I love to see my father, how he takes care of my mother. I want to grow up to be a man like my father. I want to be a good father to my children. Why? Because they had some good examples, some good models. Unfortunately, for African-American children, and I'm just not saying this, you can Google, shake Google for yourself, and you can see the statistics, how many of our children, I mean, it's low in America compared to other countries, but we're at the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to having both mother and father. As we talk about in the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, they are supposed to, in parenting, they're supposed to be nurturing and cultivating not only the physical, but the moral, the emotional, the rational, the intellectual, the social, and yes, the spiritual development of our children from infanthood to adulthood. That's not only just the role of the mother. So when the child is born, it's born to just the mother, and there is no father that's performing their role and responsibility? Oh, no. That child is clearly at a disadvantage from birth. Oh, I could say a whole lot. I could take the rest of the time just to teach on that. But that's very important. Yes, our pillars are very important. But it can't, as Imam Muhammad said, just become ritualistic. Our children are listening. And they are watching, even when we are not conscious that they are listening, watching. That's the next womb that they're in. So depending on the interaction of both the parents, then this is having either a positive or a negative effect on them as to whether or not they would really want to be married. Because if it's like this, and it's arguing, it's bickering going on all the time, and maybe other things that they see that puts devastation in their life, oh, no. Oh, I never want to get married. And we have actually talked to children, say, I never want to get married. I never want to have any children. But I guarantee you, If you were like a psychiatrist and you sat down and you just did what psychiatrists do, is just ask questions and take you back and back, to take you back to your social environment, I guarantee you those answers or those responses in a negative way, in regard to the sacred institution of marriage, they experience it in their childhood, their upbringing, in the culture that was established in the household. Well, I could continue to talk about this, but I think I've said enough. A hint to the wise is sufficient. I had to say that because it's much more than that. That's a given. If you're Muslim, you should be making a salat. You should be doing that. And the child that has an impression, makes an impression up on them. If on Ramadan come, you should be fasting. There's nothing wrong with you. You know, and Allah tells us those ones are exempt from that. And that makes an impression up on them. You should be paying zakat. And your children, you should start them paying zakat. Don't forget zakat. We talk about salat, but zakat comes with salat. This is very important. And you understand, we should, in terms of the shahada tain, the verbalization comes first. But the application is the most important thing, to make your life bear witness that there's no God but one God and that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. As a student of Imam Muhammad, I'm giving it to you like he gave it to us, in depth. Yes, and then you should have the desire to make the Hajj. And then remember what is being taught. The most important time of the Hajj is Mount Arafat. So even if you don't make it in a lifetime, your own Hajj, you understand? Did you make the Hajj in your own time, even though you didn't physically go to Saudi Arabia? Did you come to Arafat or Arafat? Did you really get to know and become acquainted with those, you understand, from different nations and different tribes that was different than you? Did you recognize, as Imam Muhammad said, it means more? Did you recognize the good that Allah had deposited into them besides yourself, even though they were different than you, but to know that Allah is the creator of all human beings? And if you don't get to recognize that, then you miss your Hajj. Not going to say a lot more about that. See, but all of our rituals, they actually are rich in terms of the social being, in terms of how it affects us socially. Yeah, you can perform them. And I watch some people perform slot like they take an exercise. There's no way they could say everything in that quick period of time and be focused. You shouldn't rush through your salat. You should dedicate the time and be very sincere and very conscious of what it is that you're saying. Because the prayer, the salat is for you. It's not for Allah. Allah needs nothing from us. It doesn't enhance Allah, nor does it take away from anything. Allah is as he is. But we are growing. We are growing, and we need that. But we need to have good models. And that is what the God conscious will do. So, yes, our life is revealing to our children. And it can have a duality, a dual effect. It can be positive or it can be negative. And just remember the statistics. Google that. See, you know, it's up to, depending on where you get your data, information is anywhere from 70% to 75% to 79%, almost 80% are all African. And this is a startling statistic, where African-American children that are born out of wedlock. Now you tell me, without having a real father performing the role and responsibility of a father and fatherhood. That's why it's called Father's Day. Don't call Daddy's Day. Because if you're not impotent, you can become a daddy. But a father is a role and responsibility. And our children have to see that. Oh, I desire that. I want that. When I grow up, I want to be a father. When I grow up, I want to be a mother. When I grow up, I want to be a husband. When I grow up, I want to be a wife. I want to be a man, exemplifying manhood. I want to be a woman, exemplifying womanhood, motherhood, fatherhood, and be in a neighborhood that's not run by the hood. Well, I could keep talking about that, but that's very important. I think I said enough in regards to that. The priest of Hadi, do we have any other hands in the air in regards to this first one, tranquility? Would it be in your true love recipe? If so, press one. We'd like to hear from you. If not, we're going to move. Yes. Go ahead.
816-813. Welcome to Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. State your name and where you're talking from. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. It's Amir Muhammad Shaheed, wife of Mark Shaheed. I found this very interesting program tonight. And when you talk about the sacredness of marriage, how many of us really look at how sacred is marriage and live by that? Not by our rules, but by Allah's rules and the way that He say do it. Sometimes we take what we want and put the rest behind our back. Or we may look and say the grass is green on the other side, and we don't spend enough time in our marriages nurturing them to make them unfold to where Allah wants them to be because we're not patient. So if you talk about tranquility, there's some other things that go with that to bring the harmony and peace and longevity in a marriage. But if a person is not willing to do that, then it's going to be hard to have a lasting relationship, even to find out what could become of that relationship. But if you're not patient and you think that maybe a person don't know enough at that moment for time to be invested to nurture that relationship, no, it can't be a marriage. If we're saying that marriage is sacred, then we have to mean that. We can't just be saying it. It can't be what I don't do, what I do, do as I say. You know, you can't do that. And if we're going to be examples for our children or people that's coming into this being, then it can't look like nothing from outside. It has to be a nurturing, sacred environment inside. But if we're going to be doing pretty much what the world do, then how could we say that we are abiding by what Allah say? No, we're doing things the way we want to do. Even when it comes to divorce, there's a proper way to do a divorce. We can't do a man-made divorce. We have to do it the way Allah say to do it. Other than that, we can keep marrying and marrying and marrying, you know, thinking the grass is all green on the other side and don't be successful.
Okay, but thank you, Amir. Excuse me, I am the host. And so we're, excuse me, please mute her mic, please. Thank you. Please mute her mic. Thank you. We're not, what we're going to, and I got to say this here. This is a learning lab. For those who are listening in tonight, it's a learning lab. It is about the true love recipe. It's not, for over eight years, I never allow anyone to come on and to divert the topic that we're on. We're not talking about divorce. We have had learning labs in regards to that. And I would not tolerate anybody coming on, no disrespect, but when we on that topic, then that's what we're going to talk about. This is not just open for any conversation. When people come on and when it's advertised in terms of what it is that we'll be talking about, we want them to get the benefit of that. This is not a platform for that. We're not talking about divorce. We're talking about the true love recipe that would enhance our relationships. You see, so we will not have a diversion in regards to that, diverting to something else, implicating other things. I won't tolerate that. As the host of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, we won't do that. Now, like with any radio, whether it's mainstream media or this blog talk radio in which you're listening, if this is not palatable to you, then you don't have to listen in that regard. And I have to be firm in regards to that. Down through the years, I've had people that actually have come on with the wrong niya, the wrong intention or motivation. And I'm not going to tolerate that. So if it's pertaining to what it is that we're talking about, then that's accepted. But if it diverts to something else, I don't tolerate it. I will not tolerate it. So I'm just saying in regards to that. So do we have any other callers in the queue that would like to give a comment in regards of looking at this first T, which is tranquility? Would it be in your true love recipe? And if so, why? And if not, would it truly be a true love recipe without tranquility? That's what we're talking about right now. Any other hands in the air?
There are no other hands, Brother Mark.
Okay. Okay, very good. Thank you so much. So we're going to keep moving because I know we got more to go and we don't have maybe the time to get all of it in, but we're not going to rush through it. We're going to disseminate the information by way of the Quran. We're not trying to judge people in regards to that. This is very important. And one of the things I was going to say when Khalil Akbar was having problems getting on, I want us to remember this. When you speak about prayer, what validates our prayer is the Al-Fatiha. If you don't know anything else, you have to know the Fatiha. And let me give you what Imam Muhammad has given to us in regards to Al-Fatiha. It is the mother of the book. It's the essence of the book. It contains the whole of the Quran in Al-Fatiha, whether you know that, believe that or not. This is what our leading teacher have taught us. I'm in the class of Imam Muhammad. And he said that Maliki Yawmiddin is the third ayat, or instructing sign, in the Quran. And that simply means that Allah is the sole master of the day of judgment. S-O-L-E. By himself. He's the sole master. He doesn't need any help in judging. We can't judge. None of us can judge each other. So that is Allah's work, and is exclusively his work. We don't need to do that. Stop wasting your time. Because the one that is judging is being judged. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that all actions and matters are judged by your niyyah. And sometimes your niyyah is seen by others, your intention and motivation. And Allah says he is the one that knows the hearts of everyone. He knows that which is revealed, and he knows that which is concealed. So who's best to judge? So that is exclusively God's work in that regard. And I want to remind the radio listeners, please, you understand, when you say Al-Fatiha, really learn it. Really learn what it is that Allah is saying. That's Allah's business in terms of how he judges, not us. We can't do that. you see, and act like we can do that. No, we can't. We're not qualified. We don't know what is revealed and what is concealed. We don't know the heart. We can be speculating. We can have our opinions. But only the accuracy of every human being. So I also want to say, too, that in terms of perfection, no human being is perfect. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala means perfect. Beyond mistakes, beyond errors, beyond shortcomings. That's very important. Because if it was the fact that a person, you understand, had to be perfect, never make a mistake, never make an error, didn't have shortcomings, how many people would be speaking if that was a prerequisite? How many mothers and fathers would be speaking to their children if that was a prerequisite? This is a rhetorical question. I'm just asking the radio listening audience. So we have to be very, very careful not to transgress boundaries. We transgress boundaries when we don't really realize and utilize what Allah has given to us in Al-Fatiha. That validates your prayer. If you don't know anything else in the Quran, you have to know Al-Fatiha. And Allah is telling us emphatically that He is the sole master of the day of judgment, the day of religion. We can't do it, and we shouldn't even try to do it. That's Allah and exclusively for Allah to do for all of us. So hopefully that message resonates loud and clear, because I'm very, very serious about keeping the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab on track in terms of what it is that we're doing here, providing information and education, not a place for venting. Very emotional, naked talk is not good. That's acronym. So we want to make sure that we keep it on track. So, Khalil Akbar, we want to continue to move in terms of looking at T2.
We have another hand, Brother Mark.
Oh, we do? Okay. Let's go to the caller and see what they have on their mind.
267-258. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Courtship and Marriage. State your name, where you calling from.
Waalaikumsalam, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Rahima from Philadelphia, alhamdulillah. And true love recipe is that tranquility is like number one. I mean, really, when you're going into the courtship and you're meeting that person for the first time and you're going out to dinner, you can feel the tranquil, you know, highness of the conversation, and it's, you know, it's really the tranquility that makes you say yes. You know, it's the looking of the eyes and the feeling of the room and the glow in the eyes. You know, and so, you know, as we enter into this marriage because of the tranquil feelings that we have and that we experience throughout building the relationship, one thing that I've learned in the 3 years that I'm going to, 3 years that we've been married, is the acceptance of one another. And that's what truly brings tranquility, is that, you know, no one's perfect. You're not perfect. A lot of times what happens when we go into relationships after being single for a long time, it takes a minute for the both sides to say, wait a minute, you know, merging into this marriage is a little difficulty at times, but after difficult, there's ease. But it's all in accepting one another. And you have to, you know, accept who you married. You have to accept it or you're rejecting it. But when you submit to what Allah wa ta'ala has placed you into, we're learning from one another. That's what marriage is about. It makes you better. What makes why does Allah say that marriage is half of the deen? It's half of the deen because that person is going to teach you some more about yourself to help you get complete that part that Allah Ta'ala might not even like about you. So in order for us to really come to its fullness of understanding this whole relationship piece is acceptance. And keeping a tranquil, just like right now, my husband's at work. He's on his way home. But it's candles burning downstairs. The Quran is playing. When he walks in the door, the first thing he hears most of the time is Quran. Then it's assalamu alaikum. And then I really try to set the pace for Allah's house. This is, you're in and not just our house. This is the house of Allah. Not just the masjid is the house of Allah. You want your home to be so tranquil that it's hard to do anything else but accept each other. So that's all I have because I know that we're at the top of the hour, but I wanted to say that acceptance.
Alhamdulillah. And thank you so much, Rahima. I was looking for you and your husband. I was glad to see both you and him. And I'm glad that he was looking for me, but I was looking for him and you.
I think that was one of the best great times to be. I know Philly had a good one, but they knocked it out of the box this year. They really, I mean, I was amazed. And the love that we felt amongst each other was amazing.
Yes, alhamdulillah.
Amazing.
Yes, ma'am.
Alhamdulillah.
Oh, each year. So thank you so much. We want to get better and better each and every year. Only that, but we want to get better and better in our relationships too. Thank you so much.
Amen. God bless. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum assalamu wa rahmatullah. My brother, Katu, you, Rahima Abdullah, press 1, Rahima, if you would, as you exit the studio. Okay, so Depriza Abdul Hadi, any more?
There are no more hands, Brother Mark.
Okay. Did you want to make a comment on tranquility?
You know, I'll be very brief because I know we're heading out for time here. I was just thinking when you said tranquility, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us. You remember when he created Adam and he was in that state of mind? And then he created the woman so they can bring about that love and tranquility, that peace that he needed in to bring the two souls, you know, to bring that into him. That's what came to my mind when the tranquility came up. Allah said he gives us that peace and love and tranquility with one another. That's it. Thank you so kindly, Brother Mark.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And that's on both parts in terms of that because, you know, Allah has created us to be interdependent. That can be a homework assignment for those who tune in. Look up the word I-N-T-E-R and put dependent on that and see what the dictionary says in regards to that because there's only Allah that's independent. And we look upon his children as being dependent, you see, but there's a word that's not used in Western society too often, and that's interdependent. And Allah has created us that way, and he has created the whole of the creation to be interdependent. So look that word up. That's a homework assignment. So I'm hoping that somebody that's listening will come back with a definition of interdependent. So just to dovetail on what the priest of Hadi said, we need each other. That's another way of saying we need each other. So, Khalil Akbar, let's see, where are we at in terms of time? Let's just do the priest of Abdul Hadi with your okay. Can we do one more? We won't get through all of them tonight. This will be extended to next week, and inshallah, we're looking at having a special married couple that will be joining us, inshallah. We haven't made the confirmation, but I did speak to a couple of couples at the time to be grateful this year in regards to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab I found them to be intriguing couples, and we're going to try to get back to having couples give their marriage narrative. And so what's the objectivity? It's for inspiration and motivation for those who are not married. Some are on the fence. Some said, I'm one and done. Two, and I'm through. Three, I want to be free. Four, no more. Five, I want to put it aside. You see? So for those who may be thinking like that, and for the naysayers that express the negativity in the sacred institution of marriage, this is what Allah has established. And maybe we have tried before and was not successful. But remember the word fail. It's not your first attempt in learning. It's not your fourth or your fifth attempt in learning. You fail when it's your final attempt in learning. In learning what it is that Allah would have us to learn in regards to His sacred institution. And who knows best? Allahu A'lam. He's the best knower. So, is that okay with you, the priest of Hadi, that we do one more?
Brother Mark, you know, I know to go on and do what you got to do. I'm really appreciating it, giving out.
Yes, ma'am, but thank you so kindly. Khalil Akbar, the second T2 is thoughtfulness, It's in my true love recipe. I can't see how you could actually truly have true love without being thoughtful. You know, being thoughtful, and it's just not one-sided, but it's both in terms of being thoughtful. And would thoughtfulness be in your true love recipe? And if so, why? And if not, could it truly? We're talking about true love recipe. We're not talking about just love as some people see love, and they don't really have any substantive value. And it just throw it around in Western society very loosely. So would it be in your true love recipe? Khalil Akbar, talk to us, if you would, please, about that.
Alhamdulillah, yes. One of the things I want to point out is Allah says that He hates when we say out of our mouths what we do not do. And we as believers have to keep Allah first. We have to realize and recognize that marriage, number one, is a covenant from Allah. And if we really love one another, we're going to help each other when we're right, and we're going to help each other when we're wrong. So if we keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the forefront of everything we do, if we're able to pull each other's coats and have those transparent conversations that our young adults are asking us for because they see the dysfunction, they see the broken marriages, they see the repetitive behaviors of us, the people who have lived before them, and the conditions in our masjid. And if we are really, Allah tells us He does not guide unrighteous people. And so if we have to do the hard work of first starting from the inside out, each and every one of us, even as an individual, then as a couple and as families, if we are really going to remake this world, we're going to have to dig a little deeper. We're going to have to put aside egos. We're going to have to put aside those false idols such as titles, worshiping status and worshiping people's knowledge, because Allah says at the end that He's going to humble everyone, and all of us are going to have to stand in front of Allah on our own. And so thoughtfulness to me is thinking deeper, thinking through the lens of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and looking at how he treated his wives. He was married multiple times, but he didn't just go from one wife to the other. He took good care of them, and he respected each one of their thoughts and their feelings. And it is very essential that we model and practice what we preach, because Allah is the one that we're going to have to answer to. We're not worried about what anyone else thinks. No platform is more important than making Jannah. And so with that said, I want to put thoughtfulness at the very forefront of the recipe, because if we really think, and we're thinking with our intentional state of pleasing Allah first, then we'll be more conscientious on the decisions we make and also on the things that we do. And we'll treat people like we want to be treated in regards to not just marriage, thing we do. We'll do it with humility, respect, and regard for Allah, and we'll do it with taqwa and fear for Allah. So, yes, that is part of our True Love recipe. And I thank you so much and look forward to some deep, authentic conversation, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. I say takbir, Allahu Akbar. And for those who don't know, takbir actually is acknowledging in terms of God is greater, God is bigger, and God is more important. And I echo exactly what you said, 100%. We have to put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is perfect and above errors, mistakes, shortcomings, all of that. You see, first and foremost, and Allah does not guide, as Khalil Akbar said, He does not guide those who reject His signs. It's said all throughout the Quran. If we reject God's message, you don't get the guidance. I'm not saying that. God is saying that. Allah is saying that in the Quran. We have to accept willingly. Allah has given the human creation something very unique that He hasn't given anything else in the creation. And that's free dome and free will. Free dome, freely to think for ourselves. That's unique in the creation. And free will, you know, to freely make choices in our life. So if we freely choose, and Allah doesn't compel us, He created us. He created us with the free will. But He also offers guidance to us in the Quran in terms of the type of life that it is that we ought to establish, both in marriage life and also family life, and yes, also in community life in that order. You see? So
we do have a caller.
Pardon me?
We do have a caller.
Oh, we got a caller. Okay, let's go to the caller, but keep that in mind. You understand that the guidance is for us in every aspect of our life. So, Depresa, who do we have next?
203-996. Welcome to Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum
as-salam. Wa alaykum as-salam. Rahmatullah.
Yes, sir.
As-salamu alaykum, ma'am. How are you, sir?
Well, we want to know... we want to know who are you and where you calling from.
This is Imam Saladin Hassan out of Hamden, Connecticut.
Yes, sir, brother Imam. I am honored to have you on, as I did place a call earlier, and I'm glad that you are one that listened to your voice message, and I wanted you to tune in, and of course, I'm hoping and praying that next week that you and your wife can give a confirmation, Khalil Akbar and myself. We'll be honored to have you on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. They give you a marriage narrative, and we didn't finish up on T5 tonight. We only got through two. We don't rush things here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. We try to let Allah just guide us through it.
Yeah.
You know, on radio, you never know exactly the flow, the radio listening audience, and all. There's a whole lot of things that factor in. We've had technical difficulties tonight and all of that. So Allahu A'lam, as you know, Allah is the best knower. But in speaking with you at the time to be grateful, have penciled you in and just waiting for you and your wife to give a confirmation for next week. We'd be honored to have you on to share your marriage narrative with the IWDM radio listening audience. So I want to welcome you, assalamu alaikum, to share whatever it is that you would like to share. You know, when we only got to two tonight, which is tranquility, we spent a lot of time on Tranquility, and allowing our radio listeners to say if, in fact, that it would be in their true love recipe, and now we're looking at thoughtfulness. And it's in my personal true love recipe. I don't see how we could have true love without thoughtfulness. Brother Ham, welcome. And please, share your comment.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you for having us. Now, first, next week wouldn't be good only because I have another program that we're involved in. It's called Hang Time, where we help those who are formerly incarcerated, but that's every other Thursday.
Okay.
So we have it Thursday coming, but we won't have the Thursday after that.
Okay,
so we
good.
Can, inshallah, definitely
happen. We'll get your pencil in, not next Thursday, but 2 weeks from tonight.
Inshallah, yes, and we look forward to it. This is beautiful. It's beautiful to have, and it's beautiful to help the young folks, help guide the young folks into what is half of their deen, right? So we're doing our part in helping to guide them and give our Imam W.D. Muhammad, a good future while we're doing it. So I'm thankful to be on. Thoughtfulness and tranquility, they go hand in hand. They go hand in hand because we are supposed to be each other's peace. And if I am thinking constantly about how you feel about things and you are doing the same as far as I am concerned, then we're concerned about each other's needs. What hurts me or would hurt me, I'm not going to act or do. I'm not going to create that kind of environment. And you're thinking the same thing. So we're offering that thoughtfulness and that tranquility, which makes it beautiful. But also, I want to add, though, we can't turn marriage into a business. I think what hurts us a lot of times is we make marriage stiff. We get married and then everything, we went from having fun and laughing and talking and playing and jumping and running, which is also the sunnah of Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to now we're formal because we're married and everything becomes a business. There's no more fun. And we got to do this, continue to have fun. We honestly can be walking from a store. We have three children. Four grandchildren. We could be walking from the store, and you'll hear somebody say, last one to the car is a rotten egg, and all of us are running. To this day. You understand? So we can't let marriage become hard. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says that he made this deen easy for us, and marriage is a part of our deen. It's a part of our deen. So marriage is supposed to be easy. And if we pour ease into it, then we're going to get ease from it.
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. You know, Brother Imam, you said a mouthful. You heard this little bell. It didn't mean that your time was up. You inadvertently used one of the qualities and characteristics as we are on T in the English alphabet. But when we were on the letter F, one of the qualities and characteristics in my true love recipe was fun. I mean, it's a quality and characteristic that you so eloquently articulated, to have fun. You know, it's very important, you understand, we don't have to be stalked or just serious or have a look on our face like it would crack our face to smile, to laugh. Actually, laughter is in the true love recipe, 53:43 in the Quran, where Allah bestowed laughter in tears. He bestowed laughter in tears. And, you know, I looked at that and I studied that. So what is the message here? That was just a few words. And what I came up with, this is a mercy. This is a mercy that Allah gives us to be able to express what we are feeling, our emotions. Just think about that if we didn't and couldn't express it in laughter and tears. You see, and sometimes tears is not sadness. Tears can be tears of joy. But they have learned in social science that people that are ill, you understand how important laughter is in terms of the healing process of those who are ill. They're actually flowing that. So it is the Quran where Allah doesn't miss anything in terms of giving to us exactly what we need. And I said earlier, I don't know if you were on or not, our beloved scholarly teacher and leader, Imam Muhammad, said, that he said to us, he doesn't read the Quran for knowledge. He reads the Quran for guidance. You see, and this is in the first surah, the chapter, the whole, the rest of the Quran, and surah, in the ayat, in the Nasrat al-Mustaqim. Imam Muhammad said the rest, the other 113 surahs and chapters of the Quran is answering that.
Yeah,
it makes it a dua.
Yeah,
the guidance. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah,
and as Akbar has said earlier, Allah does not guide those who reject his signs, reject his message. So
That's right.
Because that helps to bring about the balance. You understand? It takes us right back to the fitra. What do our children do when they are having fun? We want to make learning fun.
We want
to make marriage fun.
Yeah.
We want to make family life fun.
Yes.
And we want to have fun in community life.
Yes, sir.
It gives us the balance. So I really appreciate you saying that. That's why you heard this bell. And we use this bell whenever somebody mentions inadvertently one of the qualities and characteristics in this true love recipe, because there's an overlap. There's an overlap with many of these qualities and characteristics, as you just articulated in that regard. And so we want to relate it, take it back to the Quran, take it back to the life example of the Prophet in living the Quran. And this becomes the task and the challenge for us as human beings today in the 21st century, as indigenous Muslim African Americans here in this country, and with Imam Muhammad being our leader and teacher, to strive to the best of our ability to live the Quran.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
So, alhamdulillah. Brother Imam, I'm definitely looking forward to 2 weeks from now. We're going to pencil you in for that, and we most certainly will send out a text, a reminder, and everything.
Okay.
And we don't want you to be a stranger to IWDM Radio and to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. I know you have much to offer, and we do welcome you and others that I met. And it was a pleasure meeting you and having a conversation.
You are well, yes.
I'm going to be grateful.
Yes, thank you, Brother Members. It is a pleasure meeting you as well, and we do thank you for the invitation, because we love to help. We just want to be an aid to our community, to our environment. We want to remake the world. We want to do our part in remaking the world before Allah calls us. So I really appreciate it, and I appreciate the opportunity, and I appreciate you, all our scholars, all you are doing for us. I love and appreciate you, so thank you as well.
Thank you, Brother Imam, and may Allah continue to bless you and us, and give your wife and the family and the community there. What is that, Connecticut, am I correct?
CC, yes, sir. CC, yes, sir.
Part of the tri-state there, up in the northeast there. So please give the community the greetings from me and from IWDM Radio. And we look forward to that. So bring the whole family when you come on next 2 weeks from now.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Thank you. And I'm gonna listen on.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, so alhamdulillah, Brother Hassan. Met him at this year's 2023. There was a whole lot of people that was there he was there at the graduation and witnessed the graduation of the 10 graduates from the Islamic Leadership Training and Development Program that the conveners, sectional conveners and the national convener, Imam Dr. Bashir Ali. So we were very, very proud of our young adults. And so this is what it is, but we've been waiting for. So, the Priest of Hadi, anybody else with their hand in the air?
Yes, sir.
No?
This is our last caller here, 718-344. Welcome to Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. Take the name of the call.
Yes.
Well, he says 20.
Lala, look,
okay, you got background noise
no,
there.
No, that's 720.
Can you cut your TV or radio down?
I
You are live here on IWDM Radio. Your question or comment, please.
Hello, okay. Again, we all said something. No problem.
Okay.
For sure. Anytime.
Assalamu alaikum. You are live here on IWDM Radio. Your question or comment, please.
I've been in a different part from my parents, but yeah, I'm down here.
Mine don't work. My light don't work. Yeah, that's
okay. Assalamu alaikum, sister. Can you hear us? Okay.
Yeah.
I need you to mute that mic, please. Alhamdulillah, sometimes we may have those who inadvertently press one and forget that they press one and they're doing something else, multitasking. Sometimes that happens. And sometimes they don't intentionally know or realize they have actually pressed one. And so when we open the mic, I can tell almost immediately if, in fact, that they have been engaged or not engaged. So we do, pardon that person in that regard. So we only got through the two tonight in terms of tranquility and thoughtfulness. We still got to get through truthful, trustworthy, and thinking before speaking. Those are the three that we'll be looking at next Thursday here. So you think about those three. If, in fact, they will be in your true love recipe, and we do invite you because it's a recipe. It doesn't have to be the same thing that's in my recipe. You a chef too, and so how would your recipe look? You know, you can. There can be deletions. There can be addendums, and I do welcome that, and modifications also. So I want to thank the radio listening audience tonight for tuning in to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and I do want to apologize for. Some of the technical difficulties that we had early on and everything, and inshallah we'll get those, straightened out, because as you know, or maybe you may not know, that all of the productions here on IWDM Radio, they are archived so that you can go back and listen to them in their entirety. So we always want to have very clear, crisp broadcast because they're archived and they'll be there for a long, long time. And you can always go back to Blog Talk Radio. All you have to do is put in the name of the production, which is Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, and also the date. I'm not sure what is it. I know the day is Thursday, but what is the date? Anybody help me? What's the date of the day? Is it the 15th, 14th?
It is the 14th.
The 14th. I'm a day ahead. Tomorrow is slot to June 15th. So it's the 14th. And so all you have to do is put that in, and you can retrieve this, I think, very informational, educational. So before, I want to thank the radio listening audience, because without you, there wouldn't be IWDM Radio. And I want to give our special guest facilitator, Khalil Akbar, a couple of minutes for any closing remarks that she would like to make. And then we're going to inform you about the upcoming productions here on IWDM Radio. And also, I want to give Khalil Akbar opportunity to give information on her production on our sister station, AM360, and also the priest Hadi in working with us in a collaborative way here on IWDM Radio. So, Khalil Akbar, please, your closing remarks. And while you got the mic, also inform our radio listening audience, when are you on the sister station, AM360, and what your production is all about. Khalil Akbar.
Yes, one of the most important things in life is to be true.
Uh-oh. You went out again, Khalil.
You
in and out.
Now?
We can hear you now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
To thy own self be true. And that is a statement that we can all attest to. And that is one of the overarching, I guess, closing statements that I wanted to say. Be true to thyself, because at the end of life's journey, you want to return to Allah. He tells us to bring him a sound heart. And the only way we're going to be able to bring Allah a sound heart is if we are truthful and we are honest with ourselves and with the people who are the closest to us, and, of course, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because at the end of life's journey, we want to return to him pleasing, and we want him to be well pleased with us. You can listen to Narrative Aspirations every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on American Muslim 360. The number is 515-605-9891. You press 1 to share, or 425-292-4253. And that is Narrative Aspirations. When we aspire, we go higher. Thank you, listening audience, for taking your time out, and we'd like to hear more from you. And inshallah, Brother Mark Shaheed can give us some information on how you can also leave additional comments if there is an email address if you didn't want to do that on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. And thank you, Khalilah Akbar, for the insight and wisdom that you've been sharing for almost the last month, me and being our special guest facilitator. And yes, you can make comments in terms of bringittothelab@gmail.com. Bringittothelab@gmail.com. You can leave questions. You can leave requests in terms of futuristic topics that you would like to hear on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. Or you can actually call me personally. I don't have a personal private number. You can call me at 314-435-7213, 314-435-7213. Just leave me a voice message. Leave your name, leave your number, and leave what you would suggest or what you would recommend or what your interest would be to hear a topic on courtship and marriage. And it has to be on courtship and marriage because that's the name of the production. We want to keep it on that. Now, if there's other things that you wanted to know, I do have the CWS, not the CWSC, I've been on that for so long, the MGM Roundtable that I host here on IWDM Radio. And if it's pertaining to that, you can leave that. And the other platform is the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, and you can bring it to the lab. So any of those things, you can put it on our email address, bringittothelab@gmail.com, or call me at area code 314-435-7213. Leave a voice message, leave a name, and make sure you leave a number and repeat it twice. Don't get on there and just say it so fast. You know, I can't see all that good, but you make my hearing, make me think that my hearing is going bad when you say it so fast. Make sure that you slow down and repeat your number twice, and I will, inshallah, return your call ASAP. So now we're going to go to our very distinguished esteemed engineer extraordinaire, the priest Abdul Hadi. Please, if you will, tell our radio listening audience about your outstanding production on our sister station, Al-Islam In Focus Learning Lab. The priest Hadi.
Good lot. Thank you so kindly, Brother Mark, and due to you, Brother Mark, and Sister Khalida Akbar. The program was extraordinary as always, and I really appreciate the information that you all were disseminating this evening. And I'm really honored to have the opportunity to engineer this program. Yes, the Prince Abdul Hadi, Al-Islam In Focus Learning Lab, and it is a learning lab, and we talk about all types of subjects that come under the realm of Al-Islam, but mainly we're speaking on the relationship, establishing our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're doing that by learning the 99 known beautiful names and attributes, Al-Asma ul-Husna of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that airs every Saturday evening starting at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And that number you can call in is at 515-605-9891. That's 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Again, that's 425-292-4253. And that's every Saturday evening starting at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. I am about to take a break here for about 3 weeks, and I will be airing a PSA on that information coming up here, inshallah, this coming Saturday. Thank you so kindly for the mic.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you so kindly, and Khalil Akbar. And I do encourage you to listen in to our sister station, AM360. These are two very outstanding hosts there. I guarantee you, if you go and you listen, you're going to come away with something that's beneficial in your life. So we work together in a collaborative way. Please, and you have opportunity, tune in and listen in to Khalil Akbar and also to the priest Abdul Hadi on AM360 radio. I guarantee you, you won't be disappointed. And we want you to know that the beat goes on here on IWDM radio, as tomorrow, Friday, it is Salatul Jummah Day, Muslim worldwide. Those who are immobilized and who can't get out and about, you can come back to IWDM Radio with Imam Michael, a.k.a. Mikhail Sai, here for Salatul Jummah. It's each and every Friday, starting at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 1 p.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. Saturday, the latest production, the new production, the Muslim Book Club. That's right, you heard it right, the Muslim Book Club. It's an outstanding production that showcases authors such as Dr. Zakia Muhammad, who has transitioned, Rahim Anna, that wrote an outstanding publication, a two-volume book on our honorable first lady and mother of our community, that Sister Clara Evans Muhammad, the mother of our nation. If you don't have these two books, you need to get it. The information, you'll be able to get it this Saturday. The host of that production is Imam Mikhail Sahir, once again, from Indianapolis, Indiana. It is a book that once you pick it up, you won't be able to put it down. There is a certain amount of time that's devoted to reading. And then after that, there's commentary and insight that is shared by those who tune in to the Muslim Book Club. So please tune in each and every Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern is high noon Central, and it's 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. The longest-running production on IWDM Radio is Words Make People. Sounds familiar. We just heard beloved Imam come on in terms of Words Make People. And Words Do Make People. And it happens each and every Sunday afternoon here on IWDM Radio. It begins at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's high noon Central and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. Once again, with the very distinguished Imam Mikhail Sahir. And Monday, my good brother and friend, Imam Nazim Pasha. He hosts an outstanding production called ABC, like 1, 2, 3, but it is Al-Islam-based conversation. Yes, and many topics are actually discussed on Al-Islam-based conversation. You can't have a better conversation than what is Al-Islam-based. And so Imam Nazim Pasha hosts this outstanding production each and every Monday. It begins at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 5 p.m. Central Standard Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. Tuesday, the very distinguished esteemed Rashid Salam and his off-returning guest, Instructor Abdul Shahid, on the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. This is a learning lab. You must have your pen and pad. A lot of terminology, scientific terminology, but a lot of information and education on the science of you. As a creation of Allah, everything, there's a science that comes along with that, and the science of your health. Where else can you get this? But you can get it here on IWDM Radio with the very distinguished host, Rashid Salam, and instructor Abdul Shahid, who is a student of centometry. So this happens each and every Tuesday, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And please, dear audience, at the beginning of the year, there's going to be another production by Rashid Salam in terms of financial education of financial literacy that will be coming to the airwaves of IWDM Radio in the upcoming new year by way of the Gregorian calendar, so stay tuned for that. Wednesday, the Sister Learning Lab to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, that would be the Parenting and the Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with our very distinguished, esteemed host, Dr. Patricia Sardine from Miami, Florida. She joins yours truly, Mark Shaheen, for the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, where we teach what is correct parenting from an Islamic perspective and how to reconstruct the destructive family life. So you can see how these two learning labs actually are complementary to each other. That happens each and every Wednesday, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, it's 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And following the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab is the MGM Roundtable. That stands for the Muslim Global Message Roundtable, that's hosted by yours truly, Mark Shaheed, as I like to bring and present to you each and every Wednesday evening here on IWDM Radio. Very distinguished, esteemed members in the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad. I also have guests that are not from the community of Imam Muhammad, and I always have topics that are pertinent to us as a community. So that begins each and every Wednesday evening on IWDM Radio, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, it's 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. And you just heard it live tonight, and that is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with your host, Mark Shaheed, and Khalila Akbar. In regards to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, where we actually disseminate information and education in terms of Islamic courtship, do's and don'ts of that, and what constitutes a healthy, harmonious, sacred institution of marriage, as we will continuously be on the True Love Recipe as we make our way from A to Z. There'll be a continuation on T next week, and inshallah, we'll look at having maybe a couple that will give their marriage narrative here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. It happens each and every Thursday, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. We also want to let you know that IWDM Radio, we do support the Muslim Journal that have been the lifeblood of our community for many, many years. Please, if you have a subscription, which is a prescription for all of us, keep your subscription. And if you have the wherewithal, think about a family member, a friend, a colleague, a neighbor, maybe a pioneer in your community, or maybe your local library, where you can make it a gift. And, you know, after Ramadan, eat al-Fitr, or eat at Hajj, you know, after the Hajj. Then think about giving a gift to a friend or a neighbor or a community member or your local library where many can read the Muslim Journal. And so we are so very thankful and grateful that we help to support this year's Time to Be Grateful 2023 there in the Meadowlands, Newark, New Jersey, where they were the host of this year's 19th annual Time to Be Grateful. And we look at supporting next year, inshallah, God willing, 2024, in the beautiful city in Florida, the Sunshine State, Miami, Florida, will be the home of the 20th anniversary of the Muslim Journal. So let's start planning. For those of you that need to plan and just set aside a few dollars each and every month, $50, maybe $60 that you can spare, put it somewhere where you won't think about it. And after 10, 11, 12 months, you will have about $600, $700 that you saved up to be able to go and have that experience at the Time to Be Grateful. It is certainly a beautiful experience, almost indescribable. So I want to thank all of you tonight, because without you, there wouldn't be IWDM Radio. A special thanks go to my engineer, Rashid Salam, and the priest Abdul Hadi, and a very, very special guest. Thanks go to my special guest facilitated tonight, Khalia Akbar, in sharing her insight and wisdom here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. So until next time, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you now and always. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
May you learn. And I think we might have it too. This is our Lady of Soul, the Queen of Soul, Sawa El Amin.
Shahada.
Next time, I said I am
what I am. I'm making my salam.